So a quick rundown of today's events. White Sox Chairman Jerry Reinsdorf will offer remarks regarding Chris's promotion to general manager. And Chris then will offer his opening remarks and then field any questions that you may have. And now at this time, I would like to invite White Sox Chairman Jerry Reinsdorf to the podium for his opening remarks. Jerry?
Well, thank you very much for being here. I just have two comments I want to make before we get to Chris. First of all, this has been my 43rd year in baseball. It's the worst year I've ever suffered through. It's been a horrible experience. I feel awful. I know how our fans feel, and we're going to put this behind us, and we're going to go forward and get better. But this has really been a nightmare. Now, turning our attention to the main order of business today, Chris Getz. I first became familiar with Chris when he became the farm director for the White Sox, and over the early years, I became tremendously impressed with the job that he had done or was doing as the farm director. For the first time in all the years that I've been associated with the White Sox, I had a farm director who was doing what I wanted. Somebody who was teaching baseball. We want to develop players who know how to play the game. And what I observed, and I told many, many people over the years, was that Chris was doing a great job. Now, unfortunately, I had to come to the conclusion that we needed a change at the top. The first thing I did was develop a list of qualified people around the game who I thought could come in and take over and be fine general managers for the White Sox. Chris was on that list. There were quite a number of other people who were on that list. But the conclusion I came to is that what we owe our fans and ourselves is not to waste any time. We want to get better as fast as we possibly can. And if I had gone outside, it would have taken anybody at least a year to evaluate the organization and to get familiar with all the people that were in it. And that would mean that this year would not be a year of great progress. I had in Chris, who I spent hours talking to, somebody who is intimately familiar with the organization, who knows who the good people are and who the medium people are and who the bad people are. So he's going to be able to step in and start running right away. We have a core in this team that can get better in a hurry. We can improve in a hurry. And Chris can start to do the things he wants to do right away. If I'd brought somebody in from the outside, just to repeat, it would have taken a year. I could have brought Brent Schrieke back, and it would have taken him a year to evaluate the organization. So even though I had a list of outside people who I felt could do the job, I also had a list of one among the inside people who I felt could do the job as well as anybody I was going to interview. I didn't have to interview these people because I knew them all. So I knew that they were qualified, but what I did know was I had somebody inside who could start right away making things happen, and that's the reason why Chris was selected. So now Chris will come up, and he'll have some introductory comments, and you can ask him questions, and I'm going to sit and I'm going to listen to Chris. This day is about Chris. I'm not going to take any questions. Thank you.